Spiritual needs could ultimately be satisfied with material goods. That was the condition in 1992, and those were the good old days. Get your copy of Renewing the Soul of America, one person at a time, beginning with you. Get it on our website, saveus.org, and would you become a partner, send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported.
Well, Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of a good friend. But before we get to that, I simply wanted to point out what is really going on in the world today. As you know, this last week, why the Greek Parliament voted for draconian cuts in social welfare benefits. They've raised the retirement age from 50 to 65. Initially, it was going to be to 70, but they relented. If you were planning on retiring at 50, now you'll have to wait till you're 65 to retire. There are about a third of the people in Greece who are employed by the government. Now, the real unemployment rate over there is running over 40% if you're, say, between 20 and about 30. But, of course, for the people who have their jobs, a third of them are employed by the government, and a lot of them are going to lose their jobs. They're going to cut back on a lot of government spending, a lot of government benefits, all these wonderful socialist benefits that socialist countries give people to buy their votes. The trouble is, there's no money to finance them, so they've been living on debt. And so how are they going to get out of debt? They're going to borrow more money. Isn't that logical? And they're going to have massive new debts. And this isn't going to solve the problem at all, and everybody over there knows what's going to happen. What's happening, other than Greece is going to have to sell off their postal telegraph system and their telephone system and their electric system to the bankers or to whoever wants to put them up at bargain basement costs. And the people are furious. In fact, on Wednesday and Thursday, why, Athens looked like, well, it certainly just looked like a war zone. I mean, the garbage and, cars burning and tires burning, and the people are furious. But, of course, they have been promised something that you just can't have, just exactly as has happened here in America. We've been promised the moon, why we can retire with health care benefits, but the difficulty is there any money to pay for it? 40 cents of every dollar the U.S. government spends is borrowed money at the present time. And despite all of the massive spending, why, of course, the economy is swooning, the real unemployment rate, even according to Mortimer Zuckerman, a member of the Trilateral Commission, former editor, I guess he's still the editor of U.S. News Report, the real unemployment rate, if you take the unemployed, the people who've given up looking for work, and then, of course, the underemployed, and then you take out the birth-death ratio, which simply means as a means of cheating, government officials are taught to cheat, the real unemployment rate is about 22%. Certainly, inflation's running about 10%, but they lie about inflation, they lie about GDP, it's actually falling, not rising. We're in real trouble here at home. What does the future hold? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it holds a new war. We're going to have a massive war in the Middle East. How do I know that? Well, I know it for several reasons. Number one, our friend, the guest this evening, Lindsay Williams, called me in the middle of October of last year and said he'd had word from his informant within the hierarchy of the elite that runs the world that was going to be a major conflict in the Middle East in 4 to 6 months, a major conflict. We had no idea it was what it was until, of course, we saw the things unfold. We know that Lloyd James, a member of the House of Parliament in November, got up in the House of Parliament. You won't read this in the controlled media in America, but Lloyd James got up and said he was sending money to the terrorists in North Africa at the behest of the Bank of England. And then the leaders of the world, the Bilderbergers, you'll never read this in the local media, held a meeting about 2 weeks ago, where they talked about the great war that's coming to the Middle East. Ladies and gentlemen, it's sure coming. Well, with that as a background, Lindsay, why don't you pick up the story?
Dr. Stan, I want to wish to everyone out there in the listening audience tonight a wonderful Independence Day weekend.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Is real, and I enjoyed my conversation, but he keeps in touch with Lindsay, and he recently told Lindsay what was going to happen to the price of oil for the summer. So this gives us at least some idea what's going to be happening in the coming months. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
So, Dr. Stan, the elite have briefed me on gasoline prices through the summer. I'll tell you exactly where they'll stay, below what figure. I'm going to tell you when crude oil prices are going to change. I had an individual who is in the futures business of crude oil call me on the phone today, and he said, Chaplain Williams, what have you heard? Well, I knew what he wanted. He wanted me to tell him where the price of crude oil was going so that he could buy according to the futures. Well, I did. because they have already told me when it will change. Gold and silver, I'm going to tell you tonight what they just told me this past week will happen to the price of gold and silver beginning the latter part of August through December. I already know right now where it's going. You can depend on it, and you can watch it. Strategic oil reserve. Oh, my goodness, what happened this past week was an atrocity beyond words. And finally, I found out what it all, what the meaning of it all is. And, Dr. Stan, what you said when we first went on the air tonight is exactly what's going to happen. That's right. My elitist friends have told me what's happening in the Middle East. And you're right. It is going to be an explosion of an explosion. You've never seen the like of how much more turmoil is going to take place in the Middle East. So let me begin with each one of these. Take them one at a time. And I had to give you some background, folks, so that you would understand why I can say these things, where these things come from. I do not get my information from any divine revelation. I am not a prophet. It just so happens that by the providence of God, I was in the right place at the right time to know some of these elite. And as a result, I have felt it an honor over the years to tell people all across America through radio talk shows, just such as Dr. Stan's tonight, whenever I get a briefing from these people, what's going to happen, because you can spare your dinner table and you can make your life much easier when you know what the elite are going to do. First of all, let's begin with gasoline prices through the summertime, because most of you will probably be driving over this Independence Day weekend, and here's what you're going to find. And at this point, I do need to say a word of congratulations. Dr. Stan, you and this network, I want to congratulate you, because the reason gasoline prices are going to be what they're going to be through about the latter part of August is because of people just like you. The elite see too many Americans waking up. They took gasoline prices up too fast, and as a result, people have awakened, and it is bothering them. Now, folks, many of you who have listened to Dr. Stan and have watched, I mean, have heard over the years that he's allowed me the privilege of being on his show, you've heard me say that when I lived with the elite of the world, one of the things I learned very early on was that there's only one thing on the face of this earth that the elite of the world are afraid of. Only one. What happens to the economy? They do it. What's happening in the world? War? They're the ones created. What happens in Washington? They write every bill. They tell the president what to do and dictate to Congress what bills to pass. So that doesn't bother them at all. The only thing that bothers the elite is that there are a handful of them and there are many of us. And whenever the American public begins to wake up too fast and rebel and revolt, the elite back off. And that's exactly what had happened, because I appeared on Dr. Stan's show a number of months ago, and I said the price of crude oil is going to $150 to $200 a barrel, and it is, and I'll tell you when it's going there, but I was just told this past week in a briefing that they are going to hold the price of gasoline through the summer to under $5 a gallon. Now, that means in California, which is the highest oil in the country, you won't see it over $5. In Hawaii, which is also very high, other places you may see it below $4 a gallon. In many parts of the country it is right now. But nowhere in the country will it go over $5 a gallon, because the elite have got to give you Americans time to simmer down. I want to say congratulations. Many of you woke up. Don't go back to sleep. Please stay awake all summer long. Watch what the elite are doing and learn to take action. Next. Crude oil. When will crude oil prices begin to go back up? If any of you who are playing the futures in crude oil, play the futures beginning somewhere the latter part of August, the 1st of September, because it is going to skyrocket. And this fits in somewhat to both gold and silver prices and also to the strategic oil reserve, which I'm going to get into in a moment, which I am horrified at what our president did in the past few days in releasing 60 million barrels at $95.32 a barrel. There's a reason for this, and I finally found out why. Now, when are crude oil prices going up? Beginning at the latter part of August and September, you're going to see them go up. It is going to $150 to $200 a barrel. The Middle East crisis is going to literally explode, as Dr. Stan said he expected it to do, and they've already told me it will. Now, let me go to gold and silver. Many of you have thought that you were going to sell your gold and silver because the price has moderated. Don't do it. You remember what Mr. Fromm, he was my elitist friend who passed away about 6 or 7 months ago. He was in his 80s. And before he died, he said to me, he said, Chaplain Williams, I'm too old to care. Just go ahead and tell the world everything. And at the time, he had told me that the only protection that a person has is gold and silver. He said, you can't trust the stock market. He said, you can't trust house prices, real estate. He said, there's only one thing on the face of this earth. He said, that is our currency. And at the time, I asked him what that was. And he said, gold and silver. Well, gold and silver prices have risen phenomenally, and then they stopped just a matter of maybe a month ago. And many of you said to me, no, we're going to sell our gold and silver. I said, don't do it. I said, this is only a hesitation for a short time so the elite can buy everything they want, and then it is going to skyrocket. Here's what I've just been told. Beginning the latter part of August and going until December, you are going to see gold and silver prices. Are you ready? Here's exactly what's going to happen to them. And you mark it down, put it beside your calendar. Please, stick a little piece of paper up there beside your calendar and watch these things happen as the elite say they're going to happen. Now please, keep in mind, you cannot say that Lindsey Williams protected these things. These are things that the elite tell me. I bring them to you so that you can make your life a little easier in light of what the elite are going to do for you. Gold and silver prices from the latter part of August through December will increase between 20 to 25%. And you mark it down, you watch and see if it doesn't happen exactly like that. Now, how does all this fit into the strategic oil reserve, which our president, out of a clear blue sky, for no reason whatsoever, just decided he would release 60 million barrels of crude oil from the strategic oil reserve, and it went at approximately $95.32. It's the latest figure I've gotten. There's no emergency. Now, what is the strategic oil reserve for? The strategic oil reserve is out there in order whenever there are lines at the gas pump because some foreign country cuts off our oil supply, somebody gets mad at us. Saudi Arabia doesn't like us. Maybe the Saudi family is deposed, as they're going to be before it's all over with. Or the Middle East eruption gets so great that they can't supply to us. And that's the only time that the strategic oil reserve is supposed to be used, is when prices are rising precipitously. And the exact opposite is happening. First of all, we have a glut of oil out there right now. We don't have any shortage whatsoever. In fact, our own president admitted to it on April the 20th. The President of the United States of America, Mr. Obama, spoke in Avondale, Virginia, just recently, and he said there is plenty of crude oil. There is no shortage. He was exactly right. The world is literally floating in oil today. The countries don't know where to sell it. Many countries are using less than they used to. And what happened in Libya? Yeah, Gaddafi cut off some oil from Europe. That's been replaced already. Then why did our president, in a time when prices are actually falling at the gas pump, crude oil prices were going down, there is no emergency whatsoever that our military has to fear of not getting enough oil to fly their airplanes and run their ships, why did he take out of the strategic oil reserve and let 60 million barrels out to whoever wanted to buy it? I mean, this was an atrocity. The American people should have seen through this. You should have raised the roof when the president did this. You know what it's all about? I finally found out. Yeah, president was following the orders of the elite. He had been told he had to do this. He has no choice of his own. He has no mind of his own. He has to do what they say if he wants to get reelected next time. And they wanted him to release the oil at this price. Do you realize, Americans, that this oil is going to have to be replaced? Yes. You can't take it out of the salt dome, the strategic oil reserve, and just arbitrarily sell it out there without it being replaced at some future date. Here it is.
Okay, I'll just hold that thought, because I think Lindsay's absolutely right. If President Obama did not do what the people who put him in office told him to do, they'd send him on a trip to Dallas, and he'd end up just like Jack Kennedy. Lindsay, go right ahead with the story.
The Strategic Oil Reserve is solely for the purpose of an emergency, or when prices are going so high that the government needs to give people an ease.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com.
call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
That point, of course, the price of oil will skyrocket. And then, of course, Barack Obama will say, oh, we've got to replenish the oil supplies here, you know, because after all, they may cut off the supply of oil. So we're going to start buying it on the market, and that's how they're going to drive the price of oil up. Now, basically, if you look and see what's happening over there, why, they've already toppled the government of Egypt, the government of Tunisia. The French now have admitted they're supplying weapons to the rebels in Libya. Who are the rebels in Libya? Why, they're people who are employed, they're people who are hired. This is not a popular uprising. If it were, Gaddafi would not be arming his own people. I mean, he doesn't fear his people. Most of his people support him. Oh, I'm sure there are people who don't like him. I'm sure he is not the greatest dictator there ever was in the world. But, of course, he is a dictator, and he's actually managed to redistribute a lot of his wealth. He's maintained his position in power because he's bought the support of the people, and he's certainly got the support of the military behind him. They haven't been bought off like we were able to buy off the military in both Egypt and Tunisia, so that they certainly went over to the other side and deposed the dictator. We haven't been able to get the military to abandon Gaddafi. And we haven't been able to get the military in Syria to abandon Assad. But you have to understand that we are behind all of this. And by we, I mean the Brotherhood of Darkness, the people who work in concert through NATO, through the ruling elite of the world, to topple all of the existing governments there in the Near East. And there's already been the trouble in Bahrain. And of course, you know, there, the people were demonstrating for democracy and freedom. And whose side were we on? We were on the side of the tyrants there, backing them and backing Saudi Arabia, one of the most ruthless, feudal societies in the entire world, where they still chop off people's hands and feet and heads on a regular basis in the squares. Why don't we ever talk about that on television here and show pictures of them chopping off people's hands and feet and them screaming in agony as they do this regularly every week in Saudi Arabia? Because our minds are molded, our reality is created. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think that down the line they're going to depose the Saudis. I think they're going to depose all the governments over there. But as a result of that, there's going to be a shortage of oil, and it's going to drive the price of oil up. It's going to drive up the price of gold and silver. But I think we're heading towards a major conflict. Now, I'm not sure how the sides are going to line up. Maybe there'll be a war between the Shia and the Sunni Muslims. We'll just have to wait and see how it plays out. But we were told, or Lindsay was told, and he told me, of the middle of October of last year, before any of this occurred, that, of course, there would be a major conflict in the Middle East in 4 to 6 months. And well, it's a little over 6 months, and you can see what's happening. And since Lindsay got started in this in the middle of 2008, I've been looking over his shoulder and just recording that what's going on. And he's been incredibly accurate. I know at least one of the men that I talked to, the gentleman who's providing information to Lindsay today, and he's a real live individual. And of course, now, of course, we know that they're beginning to open up. And why did you know that the House of Representatives had voted to start drilling in Anwar? How could that happen? You wouldn't read about it in the local newspaper, because they control the newspaper, and they're going to start drilling offshore in Alaska with the idea that in a few years there's going to be a real shortage of oil here. And they want to have the oil here as the world moves into this next great conflict. And it's coming, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Dr. Stan, the elite, as they talk to me, they are getting ready for the day, the revolution in the Middle East. They know the approximate date when that Middle East oil supply will, there'll be so much discord over there, so many civil wars, that it will actually cut off the majority of our oil supply that comes in from many of those Middle East countries. The last country to suffer is going to be Saudi Arabia. The elite already are getting ready. They already know the approximate date that the revolution in the Middle East is going to become so severe that they will need America's own oil. That is the time that you will see the strategic oil reserve replaced with what little bit they can get their hands on. You also will see at that point oil released from America's own oil fields that they right now are in the process of drilling into getting ready.
Hold that thought.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Of course, we've gone on the radio with it, and it's really been very, very accurate. Now, before we go on, Lindsay, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your DVDs and certainly watch all those DVDs, the information that you put out over this last couple of years. Go ahead.
Everything that the elite have told me for the past 3 years is on a 6-DVD set. And then just recently, I prepared a new, just weeks ago, a new 3-DVD set entitled, you watch it right on your television at home, it's in beautiful, this new type of video, that you can watch right there on any television set. It's entitled The Middle East, The Rest of the Story. What about the Muslim Brotherhood? What is really going to happen in the Middle East? The elite already have it planned. It's been planned for over 2 years, maybe even longer than that, exactly what they were going to do over there. How they would take one nation down after the other. You must see what the Muslim Brotherhood's plans are. They actually sent me a video, a DVD, about a 6-minute segment of it, of everything that the Muslim Brotherhood will be doing. You will be startled. Now, that's entitled The Middle East, The Rest of the Story. And then my 6th DVD set, The Elite Speak. Here's our toll-free number. I beg of you, my DVDs are not copywritten. Please get an original set, copy them, give them to every friend and neighbor that you can. We must get this information out. Our toll-free number, and there will be operators standing by right over this Independence Day weekend and 24 hours a day. The number is 888-799-6111, or go on the web if you'd like to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, or toll free 888-799-6111. And what Dr. Stan just said is exactly right. In October of last year, the elite told me there was going to be a crisis in the Middle East. Everybody thought it was going to be with Iran. It wasn't. I went back to them, and they wouldn't tell me where. It broke out in Egypt. Then I went back to them again, and they said, we'll tell you exactly why we're doing this and where it's going to go next. It went from Egypt to Libya, Yemen. I'll tell you where it's going from here. It's going to Jordan, Syria, Oman. Finally, the last one will be Saudi Arabia, and it's all done for the purpose of taking crude oil prices to $150 to $200 a barrel, bringing down the American dollar by the end of 2012. Folks, are you listening to these dates? Yes, I have risked my reputation out there trying my best to help you know what's going to happen so that you can make preparations for your dinner table by the end of 2012 to bring the dollar down so they can bring in that new world order currency, and they're going to call it a pet dollar. I just got this name this past week, within the past week. It's going to be called a petrodollar. Now, let me give you the proof as to the fact that the elite are making preparations for the date that they know that the Middle East crisis is going to grow so great that the American people will be begging. When you can't get gasoline to put in your automobile to go to work, when your children are crying because grocery prices have gone so high and the dollar has diminished in its purchasing power so much that you can hardly buy food for your family, the food will be on the grocery store shelves. I've told you before. They've let me know that there will be no shortage of food and water on the grocery store shelves, but the currency will devalue to the point that you can't afford to buy it. Now, let me prove to you that the elite are in the process right now of preparing that energy crisis so that they can come to the rescue and appear to be the saviors. Here it is. I was just given this. When the Congress and the House of Representatives passed that bill, approximately May the 12th, and said you can drill on the North Slope, they already had built. You don't build a drilling rig overnight. They already had built. They planned this. They wrote the bill. They had Congress to pass it. They paid off Congress to pass the bill quietly and quickly. Folks, are you getting this? The elite control Congress. They control the president. They already had built the biggest oil rig ever built on the face of the earth, and they put it on the flotilla and brought it to Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, and it has just within the past few weeks been set up on the ocean shore of the Arctic Ocean in northern Alaska, near West Dock. I'm giving you all these names. You go prove it for yourself. Near West Dock, call any oil man that knows about northern Alaska. He'll verify this, but they aren't letting it out till they're ready to. Right near West Dock and the Gull Island that I describe in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis. If Gull Island doesn't blow your mind, this world is the only place on the face of this earth that you will find the truth of what they found in the largest oil pool ever discovered on the face of the earth is in that chapter in my book, and then it was ordered classified, and that's the only place you'll ever find it. But they have just moved the biggest oil rig ever built on the face of the earth. Here it is. It's called the Liberty Rig. Isn't that something amazing that the elite would name it that? They're going to drill 8 miles. Please write that down. You'll hear this in the national news probably 6 to 9 months from now, maybe a year from now, how far down they went. You think the Gulf of Mexico was a gusher. You haven't seen anything yet.
Lindsay, are they going to drill down 8 miles, or are they going to drill out 8 miles horizontally? Because now they can horizontally drill.
Yeah, the Lisbon zone is out under the Arctic Ocean, and they're going to drill some angle drilling, and then they're going down. Whenever I find out the exact amount of how far down they go, but in order to drill angle for 2 miles out and then go down for the depth that they want, it is my guess that they're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of going directly down approximately 6 miles, and I'll give you the name of the zone. They finally have named it. In my book, the only thing I knew it as was the Gull Island Field, because in that room that day, that's all that they told me. But they had not even named it themselves. They just discovered it. They're calling it now the Lisbon Zone. It's the largest pool of oil ever discovered on the face of the earth. The Liberty Rig, the biggest oil rig ever built on the face of the earth, bigger than anything Russia ever had when they built their Kola SG-3 wells that went down to 42,000 feet. And here they're going to drill now on the Arctic Ocean with a bill that was just passed in the House of Representatives by Congress. As far as I know, it's gone through the Senate. Nobody can find out yet. I haven't had a word. But since this has been done, they are actually drilling right now to get into that zone. Not only there, but the Bakken Reserve, North and South Dakota, Montana. A man called me, and he said, "Chaplain, I am a drilling rig foreman of a number of rigs." He said, "I want to tell you what we're doing up here. They have pulled all the stops out. You want to see something exciting? You go to North and South Dakota and Montana right now. They are literally they're putting into the ground dozens of holes per week, getting this oil ready to bring out of the ground, and it is amazing. I'm going to get some statistics on exactly what they're doing up there, how far down they're going, and everything else, and I'll be able to give it to you on a future program because they're filling me in as to what's happening up there. But again, a major oil find. The Bakken Reserve in North and South Dakota and Montana, every bit of this the elite are doing because they know. Does this startle you at all that the elite already know an approximate date that they're going to need to bring this oil in because of what they're doing in the Middle East? Now, I come to the part that I wish I didn't have to talk about. I would love to pass over this and not even to have to give it, but I have no choice. If I'm going to be honest with you, I have to tell you, and you yourself make your choices, because you can, right now, if you will take action, you can spare your dinner table. You can save your household heartache if you will do right now what the elite have told me that they are doing. If you will take action according to your own household in relation to this right now, you can spare yourself a major heartache. Because you are going to see some things right around the corner that are so startling, you are going to be amazed. The elite, in what they're doing, have made it very, very positive to me that they are creating a crisis for the purpose of control, to bring in the New World Order and to destroy the American dollar. Every bit of this is a part of the plan in the Middle East. Here goes. I didn't want to say this a little while ago, because the elite they're laughing at the average American. Do you realize that we, the American taxpayer, may I say, the American taxpayer are paying, folks, please, the American taxpayer are paying for the war of the elite in the Middle East so that they can bring about your and my demise as the middle class of the United States of America.
Yeah,
you and I are paying for it. Instead of our president doing what he was advised by his best legal advisors, yeah, you heard them. There was Jay Johnson, who's the Pentagon General Counsel, and there was Carolyn Crass, the acting head of the Justice Department Office of General Counsel. The president bypassed both of those and said that the War Powers Act of 1973, War Powers Resolution, did that what was happening in Libya is not hostility, even though his legal advisors told him it was. And Congress and the President both have continued the war. Why? They have no choice. They've been told to by the elite. The American taxpayer is paying for the war in the Middle East to bring about our own demise.
And ladies and gentlemen, why are we fighting over there? We're fighting for democracy. We're not imposed in fighting for democracy. We're just going to establish more dictatorships. I mean, we do this all throughout the world. We topple the existing government and we bring in a dictatorship. I remember back in 1959 when we brought Fidel Castro to power. He was, of course, going to bring democracy to Cuba. And it turned out, oh, shucks, he was a communist. And then, of course, we got installed the Shah of Iran in 1953. I can remember that. And then it turned out that he was a dictator. So then we took it. We installed the Ayatollahs in there. I got rid of him. And now we find out they're ruthless tyrants. So basically, we have a foreign policy of financing dictators throughout the world, created the best enemies money could buy. When you understand that, it begins to make sense. Why do you think we're financing and doing everything we can to shift our industries and our manufacturing and our jobs to communist China? Why? To make them a very powerful adversary for the coming war with China and with Russia. And it's a pattern we see over and over and over again. We create the best enemies money could buy. And until you understand that, we are actually, of course, financing the Muslim Brotherhood. One of these days, we're going to find out it's a ruthless, tyrannical organization. We're going to say, oh, shucks, we got fooled again. No, ladies and gentlemen, we financed the Muslim Brotherhood since the 1950s. You need to get the writings of Robert Baer in his book, you know, Sleeping with the Enemy, or the book we carry, The Best of the Devil's Game. We carry The Devil's Game. It's important you understand how this really works. If you have a question for Lindsay, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But to summarize what Lindsay is saying is that oil prices are going to stay down pretty well during the summer. And then, Chris, in the fall, they're going to go up again. There probably will be more violence over in the Middle East. We may very well begin to see some of the oil supplies, limited as far as coming out of the Middle East. But the most significant thing is they're going to raise the price of gold and silver, because one of the big things that's going to happen. Now, Lindsay has said, he's been told, that by the end of the year 2012, the dollar will be dead. Now, does that mean that the dollar will be gone? No. But it probably means that it will no longer be the reserve currency of the world, and it will lose a significant amount of its value. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Yes, Dr. Stan, you are exactly right. And the new term, I just got it this week, the new term is petrodollar. No longer the American dollar as the standard currency of the world. And you remember Mr. Fromm told me back about 3 years ago, he said, Chapman Williams, the standard currency of the world is crude oil. And I've been saying that over and over and over and over and over on radio shows everywhere. I didn't even realize the significance of it. But some of you caught it. I'm quite sure now you're seeing it. The petrodollar, the new world order currency, eventually the World Bank will issue it. They already have a name for it. Everything you just said is right. And I want to say also, Dr. Stan, to your listening audience out there, please believe everything you hear Dr. Stan say. He's telling you the truth. I know some of it sounds outlandish sometimes, just like the things that the elite tell me. But you see them come to pass. You listen to Dr. Stan every day. Get his newsletter. Don't miss a copy of it. Everything he's telling you is the truth. And, Dr. Stan, I consider it a privilege to be on your show to tell people what's happening from this point on.
I appreciate having you. Well, let's go to Herman, who's calling us for Carmel. Hi, Herman, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, thank you for sharing what you're sharing, Lindsay. And I'm sure there are some listeners who may have just tuned in and not heard of you before, and I, for one, verify that you did tell us these things, and you told us years ago, when the price was way over $100 a barrel, that they were going to take it down to under $50 and break the backs of the Arab oil producers. But the question comes up, why would they tell you to tell us?
Well, there are two reasons. The two individuals, two and only two, by the way, Some people give these two information, then they pass it on to me, and then they know what goes on behind closed doors. But these two individuals, out of respect for me giving 3 years of my life, had told me these things over the years. Second reason, I have oftentimes said that the elite do have a moral code. It's quite different than your moral code and mine or the moral code of the Bible. And part of their code of ethics is that they must tell the world what they're going to do before they do it. And they know that I have the listening ear of millions of people, and at least, I guess, it soothes their conscience to know that the message is getting out there, because part of their moral code is they must tell you what they're going to do before they do it.
Okay, Herman, we got another caller, but God bless. Thanks so much for calling, and let's go to Dawson calling from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Dawson, I have a quick question.
Yes, am I up now?
You are. Go ahead.
Hi, I've got a, there was a man back in 1954 by the name of A.A. Allen, and he had a vision of the destruction of America, and I'm wondering if you've possibly listened to that or know anything about it.
I really don't know anything at all about it. I think a lot of people have visions. All I can say is what I know, and I know that America is in real trouble. And if God is just, he's going to bring his judgment on this nation. But I really don't know anything at all about Allen. Have you ever heard of him, Lindsay?
I've heard the name. I know nothing about him. All I know is what the elite tell me, Dr. Stan.
But I think what you can be rest assured is if God is just, he's going to bring his justice on America. Okay, Lindsay, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us.
Dr. Stan, you know, I haven't mentioned it yet on this program, but I have some of the other.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
on the oil deception and a syllabus we put together on the oil deception, pointing out that there's plenty of oil in the world. Abundant oil, and this idea of peak oil is simply a mirage, it's a lie, but it justifies ever-increasing prices of oil. Oh my goodness, we're running out of oil, and then this goes right along with Agenda 21. They want us, of course, down the line to actually give up the use of most of the things that make life very tolerable. They want, of course, to create artificial shortages of oil, artificial shortages of electricity, artificial shortages of water. They want to lower our living standards. And, of course, that's part of the Agenda 21 program. So you need to get the DVD, The Energy Non-Crisis, my talk and DVD on the oil deception. You certainly want to get my talk on sustainable development, The Road to World Government. That comes with an excellent syllabus, and of course it comes also with a four-tape set. You need to understand that these wicked people intend to kill off most of the people in the world. How could they do that? Why, they could do it with cancer. They can do it with abortion and euthanasia. They can do it certainly with chemtrails and, of course, spraying aluminum and barium and changing the composition of the soil. They can do it with war. They can do it with famine. They can do it with new diseases that they've created. Have you ever noticed how many people today have chronic fatigue and Lyme disease and Gulf War illness and certainly fibromyalgia? We're talking about probably 4 or 5 million Americans fit into that category. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they are doing everything they can to promote AIDS throughout the world. They've already killed probably in the neighborhood of at least 30 million. They won't admit to it. They're doing everything they can to discourage the use of DDT to stop the spread of malaria. And basically, of course, they killed millions of people as a result of that. They've done away with DDT and introduced very dangerous insecticides and pesticides. They know exactly what they're doing. You need to hear my talk. Planned population reduction. That's planned population reduction, available on DVD. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Why do you think we have an explosion of autoimmune disease, of certainly of asthma, of allergies, of autism in the United States, when you don't see this in countries where they do not have massive vaccine programs? Why do you think that we have a massive increase in cancer? It went from one person in 17, the beginning of the 20th century, to one person in three today, and despite the fact we have a war on cancer. Do you think this is happening just by accident? You need to hear my talk again. Planned population reduction, they know exactly what they are doing. I just comment that they accidentally infected 2 billion people, 2 billion people with hepatitis B in a worldwide vaccination program about 35, 40 years ago, because they forgot you should use clean needles when you're vaccinating people. Over 130 million have permanent hepatitis B because of that. 130 million. We don't have it here in America because, of course, we use clean needles, but throughout the rest of the world we use dirty needles. How could they be that stupid? Or maybe that diabolical. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, we'd love to welcome you.
Let us all be grateful. Let's go. the knife with a light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with gold. God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming here from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, the views of William Grigg, former senior editor of the New American Magazine, and certainly now he has his own blog, he has his own radio program, but he writes the Radio Liberty newsletter because I just need the time for other things, and besides that, he does such a great job. But right now, he's going to be with us for the next hour. And William, what are we going to be talking about?
Dr. Stan, as always, it's a real pleasure and privilege to be with you, and I really appreciate your kind words. Of course, we're nearing Independence Day, which is an increasingly bittersweet holiday for those of us who understand and cherish the principles on which the American Republic was founded. And as we see the accelerating and deepening economic decline and the unraveling of the current political system, it's a good idea to go back, perhaps review the founding principles of the Republic, or actually the founding principles, if you will, of the rebellion that led to the creation of the Republic. There's two elements of the letter that the rebels sent to King George that, of course, was primarily written by Thomas Jefferson, upon which I want to focus just briefly. The first is a statement that's almost never mentioned in the Declaration of Independence. These stately cadences about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are well known and, unfortunately, largely misunderstood, but there's a coefficient to that claim of God-given rights and the necessity to protect those rights that is usually ignored. Certainly it's not taught in most government schools today. And that phrase is the following: whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, that is, the protection of life, liberty, property, the pursuit of happiness, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Safety in this instance, of course, refers to protection against the abuse of power that undermines individual rights. Most people assume that when we talk about safety, we're talking about some kind of a paternalistic government that has as its mandate protecting us from the vicissitudes of life, making life as idiot-proof as possible, protecting us from the frustrations and challenges attendant to different and equal means of acquiring property, as James Madison pointed out. He used this phrase from the Federalist Papers. That's not what the Founding Fathers were talking about. They certainly weren't talking about a government that would be a cradle-to-grave proposition that would encompass us in the supposedly loving arms of collectivism and embrace the life out of us, suffocating our liberty in the crib. They were talking about safety from government depredations. And some of those depredations, of course, are listed in the Bill of Particulars. And in that Bill of Particulars, I want to focus on the following elements of the complaint against the Crown.
Now, you're speaking, of course, of the Declaration of Independence.
Declaration of Independence, yes. He, that is to say, King George, has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out our substance. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He is affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. Those three elements are something I want to focus on a little bit, because we're really looking at a situation now in late imperial America where those conditions exist to an extent the Founding Fathers could not have imagined, an extent far worse than they confronted when they declared their independence from the British Crown.
In fact, of course, we saw the use of militarized troops there in New Orleans under Katrina. Of course, they brought in their other professional mercenary killer, the Blackwater, to patrol the streets of America. Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you use the National Guard? Oh, they were over in Iraq defending America, or were they simply pushing imperialism? William, you go right ahead.
Dr. Stan, you're probably referring to the most recent disclosures by Ray Nagin about his encounter with these unnamed and apparently unidentified mercenaries, security operatives, who were wearing tactical vests and were accoutred with every manner of firearm and instrument of mayhem that can be attached to a person who showed up and simply started acting as if they owned the place. And Mayor Nagin has said on a couple of occasions that he was afraid that he might end up on the receiving end of some kind of lethal strike from somebody associated with a three-letter agency during the Hurricane Katrina tumult, the post-Katrina uprising. Well, it wasn't so much an uprising as just a collapse, a meltdown. And one of the things that we also saw, in addition to the arrival of American troops to police the area affected by the flood and the dam break, was the completely unfettered corruption of the nominally local police department, where you had the incident there on the bridge in which people who were identified incorrectly as looters who were actually refugees were simply summarily gunned down. There was a journalist present, a photographer present, embedded with the police officers who aided this cover-up. There's, of course, a trial going on right now in New Orleans about this incident at the bridge. But this is sort of a cross-section of the way the system works. Once again, as you pointed out, Dr. Stan, this is an imperialist system, meaning it's one in which you do not have, in any tangible way, Republican institutions and Republican principles, small-R Republican principles, restraining the power of the government. You had, of course, the National Guard troops overseas in Iraq. Much of the equipment that would have been used to deal with the aftermath of the hurricane and what happened, of course, with the levees being overwhelmed, couldn't be operated by people who were there. The people who were necessary to act as so-called first responders were out of country, and you have this huge diversion of funding and materiel. Those are imperial priorities. So you have the situation where the personnel and resources are stuck outside the United States, leaving a vacuum that's filled with what? It's filled, first of all, with mercenaries operating through a public-private partnership. That's what Blackwater is, not a private entity. It's a fascist entity. It's one that has a private corporate presiding body, but it's one that receives its commission from and its funding from the government and is immune, really, in a way that most corporations aren't immune, or most private institutions aren't immune because of that relationship with government. They were the first to fill the vacuum. And then, of course, you had eventually U.S. troops who went in to fill the vacuum. And that, of course, is what happens in an imperial situation.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, William is talking about the misuse of the military in the United States. And he's actually talking a little bit about a new book. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, although I've ordered it. It's written by the mayor of New Orleans. His name is Nagin. He got sort of a bad press. I don't know whether it's justified or not, but he tells the story of what happened and the total breakdown of society. And, of course, bringing in the professional murderers, mercenaries from Blackwater. Why would you bring these people into this area? Why is it they did this whole thing come about, actually? The storm did not hit New Orleans, basically. What happened was that the levees gave way. A number of the people in New Orleans claim they were explosions. They heard the explosions. Now, this is not just one person. A number of them claimed that there were explosions there. Somebody blew out the levees. And, of course, you might say, oh, that sounds a little paranoid. But then, of course, as you look and see as this whole story played out, one of the things that really disturbed me was the fact that they took so many of the people there, poor, predominantly black, and they put them in prefabbed homes or trailers, I forgot which one it was, and they all reeked of formaldehyde. Mm-hmm. Now, why would you have these home trailers And all would reek of formaldehyde, because formaldehyde leads to cancer. And it wasn't just a little odor there. I mean, it lasted for months. Then they were in them. The formaldehyde was seeping out of the walls. Why would you build trailers for indigents or for people being evacuated from a major catastrophe that reeked with formaldehyde? I mean, was this an accident, knowing full well this is a carcinogen? Or was this done intentionally? If we're talking about thousands of them, how could the government mistakenly buy thousands of trailers that reek of formaldehyde, knowing full well it's a carcinogen? It's just recently been declared as such. Is this simply shows total ineptitude of government? Or are there really people in government who'd like to poison some of the predominantly black part of the population? These questions, really, nobody really wants to ask. But certainly, I believe that Nagin's book should be read widely. We hope to get him and get him onto our program. Have you had a chance to read it yet, William?
I haven't yet, but that also is in my list of books that I want to get this coming month for the same reasons that you described, Dr. Stan. And when you're dealing with the circumstances that you just alluded to and the developments that you discussed, the possible explanations start with culpable indifference or criminal stupidity and then get worse.
It could be criminal intent, not criminal stupidity.
Thing. I mean, we start with something that has to be considered at the very least criminal negligence, and then things move in a direction that leads us into more ominous territory.
But, you know, the stories we heard at that time were certainly people from all over the area there wanted to come to help, and people wanted to come and they wanted to bring food and supplies. I mean, there were people stranded on the tops of buildings. There were people stranded in the hospital. People stranded everywhere. And there were all sorts of flotillities of people with motorized boats who wanted to come in and help. And they were prevented from helping by armed forces, which were there to keep people from coming in to offer aid and food and help and medical supplies. And you have to ask, how could they be so inept unintentionally? Go right ahead.
Well, that's, of course, one of the few things that government is renowned for is focused ineptitude. But stupidity and ineptitude can only explain so much. And certainly one element of the story that sort of provides the prologue to this whole catastrophe is the fact that those levees were maintained by what agency of which government. They weren't maintained locally. They weren't constructed locally. They were constructed by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And you've got a similar situation, of course, with the flooding going on in the Midwest right now, where you have all these structures that were put up by the military that are failing. I come from southeastern Idaho. If memory serves, the Teton Dam, which was essentially a huge berm with a great big pile of dirt, it failed in, I believe, 1977. It had been constructed by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and it failed, and you ended up with most of southeastern Idaho from, I believe, Driggs all the way down to Idaho Falls almost, that was completely submerged and wiped out. And you had hundreds of millions of dollars, we're talking 1978, 79 dollars, in property damage. And many of the things that go into these catastrophes have to do with the fact that you have an agency, the federal government, that does not have a constitutional warrant to be involved in any of this infrastructure building, maintaining this infrastructure and maintaining it poorly. And then you have FEMA, the same people who inflicted these formaldehyde death trailers on the refugees from Katrina and the flooding. FEMA, through its flood insurance program, creating perverse incentives for people to build on floodplains where they most likely wouldn't locate if they had to go out in the open market and buy insurance that would be commensurate with the risk. That's something that happened in 1993 when they had the floods in the Midwest that made headlines. Many of the people who were wiped up by those floods had been receiving on almost concessionary terms because it's subsidized by the taxpayers. This FEMA issued flood insurance. And this, of course, has the effect of attracting people to build their residential and commercial properties in a place where they're almost certainly going to be wiped out by a flood. And so they're encouraged to build there, and then you have the U.S. government military creating the infrastructure, maintaining the infrastructure in ways that are completely unsuitable, and the result, of course, is catastrophe, and with catastrophe comes opportunity. And with opportunity, of course, you have the arrival of these armored mercenaries who are proprietaries of the federal government. They're not three-letter agencies, but they might as well be. They're certainly used as day players by some of the three-letter agencies. And then you have the corrupt elements in federalized law enforcement bodies living down to their impulses, their lowest impulses. And then eventually you have the military move in. And as a result, you have the complete destruction of civil society and the enthronement of an order that is raw, undisguised, naked imperial force. And that, of course, in my opinion, is a foreshadowing of what we're likely to see as we witness the accelerating unraveling of this debt-based system that is taking place here in the United States, but is more forcefully being seen overseas. A lot of people have talked about what's happening in Greece right now as a foreshadowing for what's likely to happen in the United States. That, of course, in my opinion, is an entirely defensible assessment, just as what had happened over a decade ago in Argentina could be seen as prologue to coming ugliness here in the United States. And you've got street clashes between mobs in Greece that are organized by government unions and by hardcore street-level Marxist activists. We have those same elements in play here in the United States. One of the very useful things, tragically useful, unfortunately, but very instructive things we see as our own premonitory rumblings of large-scale social upheaval grow more intense is the extent to which government has become a unionized exercise, and how people who are supposedly our protectors, and not merely, of course, in police agencies, but also in fire departments and in other so-called protective first responder entities, how their first loyalty really is to their fellows in government unions who are protecting their pay, perks, and pensions at the expense of those of us in the productive class who have to subsidize them through our taxes. And so we really have a recreation in a much larger scope and scale of the circumstances described here, once again, in the Declaration of Independence, where it talked about King George erecting a multitude of new offices, and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. Honestly, compared to what's going on today, what was happening in pre-revolutionary America would be seen as a very modest and unobtrusive government. We really have a much higher tax burden. There's a far greater level of established impunity on the part of people who exercise coercion on behalf of government. And, of course, within the bureaucracy as well, these people are almost entirely insulated from accountability of any kind. That's one of the reasons, this assumption that they are above us, that they are untouchable, that we are clay to be molded to suit their whims and interests. That's one of the reasons why you're seeing this increasing trend of bureaucrats in county commissions and municipal governments and other bodies of that sort using their influence with the local police to punish people who are trying to take photographs and make records and report on what's going on in these municipal bodies, these municipal government bodies and county government bodies. There was this incident just a couple of weeks ago in Washington, D.C., involving what should be considered a very minor and peripheral bureaucracy having to do with licensing and inspecting cabs. And there was a public meeting, it was open to the public and available to all, where the licensing and inspection board for the cab bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., ordered the people in charge of this meeting, ordered the police to arrest and expel reporters who were reporting on an open meeting. And you had these very young journalists, one of whom was frog marched out of the building in handcuffs because he was trying to make a record of this public meeting. And then later on, when an effort was made to follow up by sending a reporter to the headquarters of this bureaucracy, the reporter was not allowed in, and then the door was locked and the lights were turned out so that there could be no accountability. There's another incident down in, I believe, Miami just a couple of days ago where a reporter was marched out of the room by a police officer because, in spite of the fact that this reporter was a credentialed journalist with a local recognized news agency, she wasn't permitted to take photos and actually make notes of what was going on in this meeting. This is a sense of impunity. They want to treat accountability as if it's somehow an imposition on their rights when they're supposed to be servants. They're supposed to be doing our bidding and working on our behalf rather than acting as these officers described in the Declaration of Independence.
Well, I think increasingly we are going to see less and less of freedom in this country. I think this is why it's so important we go back and we read the Declaration of Independence. We understand the background of the formation of this country, and we proclaim we are Americans and we will not be intimidated into giving up our freedom. We'll be back in just a moment with William Grigg. William, you go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Out of the city when they heard the storm was coming. They wanted to be safe. He was there, of course, helping to rescue people and providing food and water for people. He was in an area where he was on dry land. He wasn't certainly a menace to anybody. And then a group of people came in, whether they were from FEMA or whether they were from Office of Homeland Security and National. I think they were probably American troops who came in and arrested him and took him to a FEMA camp. And they had FEMA camps there with the barbed wire. And then he was hauled away to a prison. Now, what was his crime? No crime. No charges against him. No opportunity to communicate with anybody. And, of course, he was going to be treated as a prisoner. What was his crime? He was simply there in New Orleans after the storm, helping out. And so, basically, of course, the ministry did come through. He was able then. Will you tell us the story, William?
Yeah, he was held in this facility. It was described in a book called Zeitung. It's just a very compulsively readable overview of this man's life. patriots. He was Syrian American. He was an American citizen, naturalized citizen from Syria. And this book described Kent Greyhound as being once again a replica of Montano Bay. And the book, which was written by a novelist whose last name is Eggers, describes how at random people at Camp Greyhound were subject to summer abuse just because it was something that provided distraction to the guards. That's how he recounts what happened. Always the procedure was the same. A prisoner would be removed from his cage and dragged to the ground nearby in full view of the rest of the prisoners. His hands and feet would be
It is tied, said that Constantine's armies bore the cross with the guards on their insignia. This was not so. On shield and banner, they had the first two letters of the Greek name fused like this.
He would be doused with a bucket and returned to his cage. And of course, once they'd been doused, they were exposed to the elements. Even, of course, in late August and September, it can get cold. And
with a P superimposed over it, that's the two Greek letters.
Extremes of heat and cold and being not being permitted to attend to basic physical hygiene stuff, you're going to get sick. And so for a couple of weeks, Mr. Saitu and his friends were, after a couple of weeks, they were taken to the Elaine Hunt Correctional Center, which was a regular prison. And for more than 2 weeks after they had taken to this prison, they were abused, neglected, humiliated, and subjected to regular visits from a extreme repression force. That's what it's called, VRP, extreme repression force.
Victors of Christ, The Dark Side of the Papacy by Peter DeRosa when we return to the break. You're listening to Inquisition Update on FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Ballistic shields, batons, pepper spray, sometimes tasers. And in one instance, VRP, and I'm looking at reading from the book. The first image of Saitu in the process of committing murder. Cursing at him, three men used their shields to push him to the wall. As they pressed his face against the cinder block, they cuffed his arms and shackled his legs. And then they began to strip search him and then tear his cell apart as if they were looking for something. Of course, he had nothing. He'd been held at Camp Greyhound before being sent.
So this is in America. And this is following Katrina. And this was justified because, oh my goodness, there's a crisis there. So we've got to bring in these thugs. And they can find criminal elements. Perhaps they're ex-prisoners. Perhaps they're just sadists. We have sadists in this country. And they very often will be employed by government to terrorize people. And where is the call for anybody being held accountable? There is none. Why don't we hear this on 60 Minutes? Because they don't want to hear about it. Because they control your reality. But this is the sort of thing that lies ahead for many people in the listening audience. If we don't take a stand and hold people accountable, and the people who commit acts of crime and criminal activity in government should be sent to prison and exposed to exactly the same sort of thing. But nobody's calling for it because everybody in Congress is afraid that similar things will happen to them and their family if they dare to speak out. Go right ahead.
That's true. And there's also a lot of money to be made in the prison industrial complex, if you will. One of the really dirty secrets here is that this is a huge and thriving industry. As a matter of fact, it's one of the few parts of the economy that's doing well right now. It's a booming business, putting people in cages, including, of course, people who are perfectly innocent. That's why we have the largest prison population in recorded human history here in the supposed land of the free.
One in every 100 American adults is in prison. One in every 3 American adults, 33 American adults is in prison, probation or parole. A far larger percent than exists in communist China. If that's true, why don't you hear about it? One in 33 young black men, 21 to 31, prison, probation, parole. Well, William, you go right ahead with the story. So what happened?
Well, there are a couple of other points of the story that need to be fleshed out, one of which is what happened just before Saitu was sent, along with two of his friends, well, actually, not two of his friends, two people that just met to St. Gabriel, the prison there, the regularly constituted prison in Louisiana. The first was that within a few hours of being sent to Camp FEMA, a fourth person was put in this enclosure with them. They were in a barbed wire enclosure, open to the elements. They had a black asphalt floor to sleep on. They couldn't sleep. They couldn't stand. They couldn't lie down. And this individual who called himself Jerry was put in their midst and immediately began trying to bait and provoke them into saying things that could be construed as sympathetic with terrorism. This guy told some story about being swept up by the police and having some kind of criminal history involving narcotics or some such. But as I wrote in the essay that I published about this a couple of years ago, you didn't have to see potting soil between this guy's toes to recognize that he was a plant. He was put there as a provocateur. He was trying to get them to say something that could be used to charge them with terrorism so that they could be disappeared, never heard from again. Well, as it turns out, Zaytun didn't say anything because he's not political. He didn't have any particular animus toward anybody. He just wanted to be free so he could see his wife, Kathy, and his kids again. But instead, he was taken to St. Gabriel, to the prison. And if it hadn't been for what some people would call a chance encounter with a preacher, he most likely would have disappeared into the system and never been heard from again. He literally describes how, driven to abject despair by virtue of the fact that his wife didn't know where he was, as far as she was concerned, he had died in the flood. He prayed. He said, you know, God, send an angel to me. And not 2 hours later, this black preacher shows up and hands him a book. And Zaytun said, could you please call this number in Houston and tell my wife I'm alive? And so the preacher called his wife and said, hi, is this Mrs. Zaytun? Your husband's here. I'm in prison with him right now. He's alive. He just wanted me to let you know that he's alive. He's not killed. He's not dead. And she said, well, how can I contact him? And he said, I can't talk to you anymore. I just want to let you know he's alive because I don't want to get in trouble. If they knew I was contacting you, they'd probably put me behind bars. Well, she was able to find out where he was and how to get him out of prison. But the problem was he was charged with looting his own home. That, of course, is a cover charge just to keep him behind bars. And when she tried to contact the court to find out when his hearing was...
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Chris William has been telling the story about this Syrian-American citizen who is taken off to a ruthless prison where he is tortured and mishandled. This is after Operation, Hurricane Katrina. He is charged with looting his own home. He's in his own home. When, of course, the military breaks in to his home and hauls him off to prison because he's looting his own home. He doesn't have a hearing. He doesn't have any rights. He is tortured for several weeks, and nobody knows where he is. So you tell the rest of the story, and then, of course, we want to get the information out on how people can contact you. But what's the next part of the story?
Well, 10 days after he was able to get this message to Kathy, she was able to contact an attorney who was able to get him out of prison. And then she went back to New Orleans to find out where the pretrial hearing was going to take place, and the court official said, we can't tell you that. That's privileged information. And she said, how is that possibly privileged? I'm his wife. In other words, it's something I need to know because in legal terms they form one person, if you will. And they said it's not, and then the functionary repeated, it's private information. She said, it can't be private. It's a public court. And then they finally had the hearing, and he was given $75,000 bail. He was charged with looting his own home. Kathy happened to run into a CNN reporter and told the story of her husband and what the family had experienced, and they were able to put enough pressure on the court to grant bail and then to get the charge dismissed. And unfortunately, the three friends, the three associates, actually, that had been refugees, fellow refugees, in Zaytun's home. He'd opened up his house to these people he'd never known before. They were imprisoned for up to 8 months before the charges were dropped. It's entirely possible if the charges hadn't been dropped against Zaytun, once again, he would still be in prison somewhere, most likely being shuttled around heavenly knows where in this global labyrinth of black sites and detention facilities.
And ladies and gentlemen, one in every 100 Americans today, 100 American adults is in prison, probation, and parole. One in 33 100 is in prison, 1 in 33 is in prison, probation, and parole. If that is true, why do we hear about this on 60 Minutes on 2020? Because we have the largest prison system anywhere in the world, here in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Well, before we go on, William, I want you to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can hear your radio program, how they can get to your PayPal button and help you continue getting the truth out. And then, of course, they can read the Radio Liberty newsletter and get some of your ideas. And William's working on the latest letter for us. But go right ahead and get that information out, especially about your PayPal button.
I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My blog is called Pro Libertate. It's spelled ProLibertate and can be found at freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Or people can go to a search engine and type in Pro Libertate and my last name, Grig, and that should be the first return you'll see will be my blog, Pro Libertate. I try to update it two or three times a week. The essays tend to be fairly long, 2,500 words or so, is a very fairly common length. And so there's a little bit more involved in writing for my blog than you'd see in many other blog sites that are short commentaries on items of interest in the news. For those of your listeners who are on Facebook, I'm on Facebook as well, and I do most of my conventional blogging through my Facebook page, where I'll post items of interest and then comment on them briefly. My radio program is also called Pro Libertate. Pro Libertate Radio is on every Sunday afternoon from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock Central Time. 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock Central Time every Sunday afternoon on the Liberty News Radio Network. That's libertynewsradio.com. And it's in a pre-recorded podcast format, which means that you can listen to it live by way of terrestrial radio. And if you go to libertynewsradio.com, there's a list of affiliates for those who want to listen to it by way of conventional radio. You can listen to it by way of live streaming on the website, or you can listen to it as a podcast or download the podcast or subscribe to it by way of iTunes. That's Pro Libertate Radio, 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time every Sunday afternoon. You mentioned as well, Dr. Stan, that at the bottom of every essay on my blog, there is a PayPal button for those who have access to a PayPal account and are interested in helping me and my family keep this enterprise going. I really do appreciate all the very generous help we've received, and I'm particularly indebted to you, Dr. Stan, for the fact that you've made it a priority to let people know about donating to my website so as to make it possible for me to provide for my family and to keep this a going concern. God bless you, Dr. Stan. God bless everybody who's been so generous to us. It's something that we'll always appreciate. We are very humbled by your interest and your help.
Well, I think that your information is so vitally important, and you have just an amazing capacity to express it. We're involved in a battle of ideas, and somebody who can express the ideas as well as you do, I think we all need to support. So I certainly learned from William, and I'm always amazed. I've read a book, and he's read three of them on that subject, and it's not simply a one-upsmanship. He is certainly one of the most brilliant of the people we have, who is leading this ideological battle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men. So is there anything else to this story about this Syrian gentleman? He finally got out? Was there any recourse? Did he have any recourse after being brutalized and tortured?
Unfortunately, there is a lawsuit that's unfolding right now, but it is colliding against this portcullis of privilege on the one hand, and also he finds it difficult to obtain traction owing to the fact that a lot of the people who are involved in this are not locally accountable civic officials. The half dozen National Guard soldiers who arrested him in his home were, of course, from out of state. Some of them, I think several of them, are from New Mexico. Nobody knows the identity of more than a couple of them, so you cannot track them down and hold them personally accountable. And if you tried to, of course, there'd be a question of sovereign immunity involved, because these are people who'd be considered federal officials and part of the military. And so the command authority structure would dictate that you'd have to try to hold the people up the chain of the command accountable, and that's just not going to happen. He's got this lawsuit pending, but chances are, once again, he's not going to see any kind of remuneration for his suffering, and I don't think that any would be adequate, quite frankly. His wife, as a result of her experience, had what appeared to be an ischemic incident. She's now where she had been vigorous and vibrant and very bright and perspicuous. She looks and talks and sort of has the shambling gait of a stroke victim. And that's the sort of thing, of course, that happens when you're dealing with somebody who's confronting exceptional stress. And one can only imagine what she went through, first of all, thinking that her husband was dead, and then finding out that he was in prison, and then dealing with this Kafka-esque situation in which he found himself. She's suffering long-term ill effects because of this. And the kicker to the story for me, Dr. Stan, is the fact that after this guy was needlessly arrested in his own home, for looting his own home, and they knew that it was his home. He provided proper identification, the documents were there, and he was able to explain what was going on to the satisfaction of any reasonable person. After being hauled off to the camp, FEMA camp gulag at the Greyhound station, then hauled off to prison, being abused and becoming sick, his home was looted. Actual looters showed up and denuded that home of everything of value. So this really is, and when you look at it, sort of the full combo plate of government-delivered ugliness. And this, I am horrified to say, is quite likely, once again, sort of an augury of what we can look forward to as we're dealing with this unfolding combination of factors, the economic collapse, the ongoing and increasingly envenomed political conflicts here in the United States, the unfolding disaster of the municipal governments with their debt loads finally blowing up. All these things are happening at once. Add to that, of course, what's going on with flooding and drought simultaneously, and all kinds of upheavals that fall within the realm of the Creator's sovereignty over the planet, not man's self-inflicted injury. All these things are combining at once. We're likely to see this sort of thing happen and be replicated on a grand scale. What happened in New Orleans, of course, is something that I consider to be sort of a preface to the unfolding of what we're going to be seeing on a larger canvas here in the United States. And one element of the story that not many people appreciate is the fact that in the context of the breakdown of civil order in New Orleans, the police turned into looters. You had National Guard soldiers confiscating firearms from American citizens who were trying to protect their property. You had police opening fire on refugees trying to flee to higher ground. And at the same time, as was captured on camera and broadcast on local news programs and a couple of network news programs, you had police helping themselves to anything of interest and anything of value in any of the abandoned stores. So you really have, once again, the full canvas being unfolded there, a very limited canvas, you know, smaller than what we're seeing now. But if you want to see what America is likely to look like as our imperial decline accelerates, take a look at what happened in New Orleans. Now, by way of sort of qualified good news to remedy, or at least to take some of the bitterness away from that story, there is, once again, some highly qualified good news, out of Mississippi. I've made mention before on this program of the story of Corey May. He was a young father who was imprisoned in 2004 and sentenced to death for shooting and killing a deputy sheriff by the name of Ron Jones, who was part of a SWAT team that invaded Corey May's home on December 26, 2001. Corey May at the time was a 21-year-old father. He had a very small child. He was sleeping after pulling a very long shift at work when suddenly there were armed men in his home. He lived in a duplex. Corey May lived in a duplex with his family. On the basis of an anonymous tip, and how often do we hear that phrase in connection with stories like this, the SWAT team had been sent to this address in search of somebody they were told was a major drug dealer. Unfortunately, they got the wrong half of the duplex. Their warrant was for the other half of the duplex, not for the Corey May home. So all Corey May knew was that he was looking at a group of between 8 and 10 armed strangers in his house, and so he did something that most fathers in that circumstance would do when they have an 8 or 10-month-old baby sleeping next to them. He grabbed his gun and opened fire. And he shot and killed Ron Jones. And he said, as he was on the stand in his trial, that within a few seconds he realized that it shot a cop. So he dropped his gun and surrendered. there were still bullets in the gun. He didn't empty the clip. It turns out that Ron Jones was the son of the local police chief. Ron Jones Jr. was the son of the Prentiss, Mississippi police chief, Ron Jones Jr. And on top of this, you have in Mississippi the overlay of the racial issue. Prentiss, Mississippi, is a town, I think, about the same size as Payette, Idaho, where I live with my family here in southwestern Idaho. Corey May was black, Ron Jones was white, and that, of course, occasioned certain tensions and certain unfortunate historical resonances here when we're talking about Mississippi. So he was put on trial and then sentenced to death for first-degree murder, which means that somehow he was accused of the premeditated killing of somebody he didn't know was a police officer who had invaded his home in a no-knock drug raid on the basis of an anonymous tip. Well, this is something that became a matter of national controversy and international controversy because it was pretty clear that Corey May didn't intend to murder Ron Jones. It was pretty clear that he was acting out of the reflexive urgency of a father protecting his child from people who were in his home who didn't have any legal right to be there. That's the other part of this equation that has to be recognized. They had the moral and legal standing of a group of armed robbers committing a home invasion robbery because they were not at the right address. And that is one of the reasons, a very good reason, very good illustration of the compelling urgency of ending this insane exercise called the war on drugs, because you create a situation in which you're going to have teams of armed paramilitary operators who are called police but are actually armies of occupation. Once again, what do we read in the Declaration of Independence on that subject? King George has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. It's essentially what's going on right now when they've converted the police into a standing army of occupation through the war on drugs, which is being fought like a war within the boundaries of our country. So Corey May was dealing with a split-second decision. Am I going to trust my life, the life of my infant child, to these people who are here who I don't know, or am I going to do what I can to defend myself? Now, under the controlling precedent, which is over 100 years old, the John Badell decision of 1900, a police officer in that circumstance has no special standing before the law. And the terrible and tragic thing, of course, is that Ron Jones Jr. was killed. And as Corey May has pointed out, every single day he wakes up thinking about Ron Jones Jr. and his family. And every day he cries over this, because this is not something he intended to do. He was put into an impossible situation. And I'm sure that many people who have had the experience of pulling a trigger and ending a human life have the same kind of torment that Corey May was suffering. The biggest difference was that he was on death row until just a few years ago. Well, just this morning, a judge in Monticello, Mississippi, has signed a plea agreement with Corey May that ended his incarceration. He was sentenced to 10 years for manslaughter, retroactively. They changed, essentially, the definition of his crime to manslaughter and then gave him time served. So he is out of prison now after 10 years in prison. He shouldn't have been sent to prison because there was no mens rea. There was no criminal intent on his part, and the act itself was not innately criminal. But this, once again, illustrates how radically and drastically things have changed. 20 years ago, it was not commonplace. It was very rare for us to hear about this type of an incident in which a SWAT team raids the wrong address, and you end up with somebody getting killed who should not have been killed.
And this is one reason, William, why we should have to end the war on drugs.
Yeah.
Because this just, the war on drugs justifies the SWAT team coming in with guns drawn and not simply presenting a warrant knocking on the door. And there is no way you can get around it as long as you've got this war on drugs. If you can't keep the drugs out of the prisons, if you can't keep people in our prisons from getting drugs, why do you think that you can do this in general society without creating a police state? We've got to end the war on drugs, not because I believe in drugs. I don't. I've never used them. They're wrong. They're bad for people. But, of course, we're doing far more harm as far as the loss of our freedom because of this war on drugs. Go right ahead, William.
Well, one very important point here about what happened in the build-up to American independence The swarms of officers referred to in the Declaration of Independence were enforcing anti-smuggling laws. They were cracking down on smuggling. They were conducting, if you will, the ancestor of the war on drugs. And that's one of the proximate causes of the American War of Independence. Now we're dealing with exactly the same situation. It's just immeasurably worse now than it was in the years before American independence.
Well put. We'll be back in just a moment with Freedom to wrap up tonight's program. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get a copy of this program. You need to listen to it several times. You need to understand the arguments, and then you need to get involved while there's still time. Well, William, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Dr. Stan, once again, I want to tell you how much I appreciate everything you've done for our country.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the 4 gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Today is Friday, July 1.